listening to the All Things Good podcast.
Hello and welcome to the All Things Good podcast. Today I'm joined by Dylan Lombard. Dylan is one of 15 people in the world with MDP syndrome, and we're happy to have him here to tell us a little bit more about himself and MDP. Dylan, how you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time. I mentioned you're one of 15 people in the world with MDP syndrome. Can you just explain a little bit more to people about what that is?
Yeah, so MDP syndrome is an extremely rare metabolic disorder that prevents fatty tissue from being stored underneath the skin. And it can basically affect the loss of fat on the arms, cheeks and legs. And it can also affect the loss of hearing. And so sometimes it can be quite hard to hear what's going on around me. And also, I think the loss of fat can maybe help me struggle to do physical activities like rugby, because those are things that are really physical. And I think that the condition does have positives as well, not just negatives.
And so what do you think, some of the positives that you've learned about it?
I think some of the positives, are that that it's really rare, and I think having that rareness has really helped me to just raise awareness about it. And also I think that having this condition has helped me to share a positive story about the condition and also to help others who maybe go through the same thing.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I've noticed you're on social media, share a lot of, positive quotes and, positive stories. So I think that's awesome that you're doing that. Is this something that you were born with, you developed this as a child?
So MDP, it happens like quite unexpectedly. So since there's only 15 people in the world, some people are diagnosed with it at different ages. I was diagnosed when I was 10, so I didn't have MDP for 10 years of my life. And I think because sometimes I know a few other people who have got the condition, and there was someone who got it later on in their life, and I felt that it was harder for them because if you just live your life and then something happens unexpectedly, it can have a real impact on your life, and also it can really change how people see you in life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you mentioned one of the symptoms is it prevents fatty tissue from under the skin. How is when you have MDP, how do you deal with it? How do you treat it? How do you move forward when you have it?
I think when I was younger, I didn't really fully understand what the condition was when I was diagnosed. And I really tried to get support from people. And your family, for example, are really always there to try and support me. And I think that's when I kind of wanted to reach on social media, because I felt that that was the only way to get to know the condition better and help raise awareness so more people know what it is. And I think as I've got older, I've really started to notice that more people do know more about the condition. But I still think that, for example, doctors and nurses don't really have the resources and they don't have the knowledge of the condition. So I feel that I have to just keep explaining over and over again what the condition is so they understand.
Yeah, like we said before, you're one of only 15 people in the world, so there probably isn't a lot of knowledge on it. So it's definitely important work that you're doing on social media to, you know, raise awareness and, you know, so people can learn about this, you know, condition. And, you know, for you growing up, you know, you mentioned you weren't diagnosed till you were 10 years old. So, you know, that's a big change. You know, you feel like you're living life one way and then you have to live it a different way. But for you, what was that like growing up, dealing with, you know, friends, and, you know, were you bullied because of this, or how did, you know, how is your social life?
I think starting school was hard because I feel that I think change is hard for everyone. I think sometimes going into something new can be really challenging. But I think for me is when starting school and not knowing anyone and just feeling like kind of feeling like in my own bubble, like in my own world, and it felt like I couldn't like get out and talk to people. It's kind of like feeling trapped and feeling isolated. So I think starting school was hard, finding it hard to talk to people. And I think for people to even come to talk to me, I think because people were scared of how I looked and some people were frightened. And I feel that it was the reaction of people that made me feel sad, and how people were reacting to seeing me when I came to school. And I think there have been a few experiences in school where some people did laugh and there were a few people who did make comments. And I think at the start, it was really hard to try and ignore that. And I think I would just finish school and I wouldn't really tell anyone about what had happened. And like, I didn't really tell my mum or my dad what had happened during school that day. And I always used to wear a cap to cover my face so people wouldn't see who I was. And it's kind of what I wasn't showing the world who I was. And I felt that I really needed to change and show people who I was. And so as I went up the school, I started to lose the hat, like I didn't wear the hat anymore. And I wanted people just to, I felt that it was okay for people to stare, but I knew some people might laugh, but I thought that if I'm showing who I am, then I feel that's the best thing to do.
Yeah, I love that. I love that, man. That's awesome. How did you, you know, get to that decision? It must have been really hard to, you know, rip the Band-Aid off and say, this is who I am. You know, I want to educate people more on this. You know, if they stare, then they stare. But how did you eventually get to, you know, that point where you said, I'm going to do this?
I felt that it was a time where I nearly finished my last years at school, and I felt that since taking the hat off, I really wanted to raise awareness about the condition. So what I ended up doing was I wanted to talk to more people, I wanted to give a speech to people, and I wanted to make more people aware. So if someone did laugh or someone continued to stare, then more people would reach out to me. So I did an assembly at school, and I felt that I was really nervous at first, because to talk in front of a big crowd of people, it can be really scary, I think. And I think because just like I didn't know everyone in the school and not everyone knew me, but being able to just stand on the stage and be able to tell my story about what the condition was and help raise awareness about it. And then I think after the assembly, there were a few pupils that came to see me, and they were just asking me questions about what it's like having the condition, but also they wanted to be my friends because of what I said and all the positive thoughts that I gave to them. And also that I think telling my story really helped have an impact on people, because they're able to see that it isn't a bad thing, that I may look a bit different, but it's a good thing that I'm able to raise awareness about it and turn it into something positive.
Yeah, it reminds me another podcast I did. I had Jono Lancaster on. I'm not sure if you've seen him on social media or not, but he has.
Yeah, I know Jono. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good dude. He has Treacher Collins syndrome, so he has, certain tissues in his face that aren't developed. But when I talked with him about his story, it kind of reminds me of yourself. He mentioned, when he would do these talks to people, he'd have kids and other people come up to him and say, they're not, they don't have the same condition as him, but they say, hey, like, I'm going to share more about myself, or I'm going to embrace my differences. And that kind of reminds me of yourself, where you're sharing this story, there's only 15 people in the world that have MDP, but everyone can take something out of it when they hear you talk and spread positivity. So for you, what has been some of that feedback like, when people, say, oh, thank you for, your speaking, and what has that feedback been like for you?
I think sometimes it can get really excited, and you can get, well, there's loads of people that want to ask me questions. And I think that's the great thing about raising awareness, is that more people will reach out to you, and more people want to get to understand you better. And I think when people do ask me questions about the condition, if it's not a question that I understand, or if it's something that I don't want to answer, then I will answer it. But I feel that if people do have questions about, like, how are you diagnosed, or what's it been like, what are the challenges, and I'm always trying to explain to them that it has been difficult. I think at the very start, when I didn't know what it was, and I think as I got older through school, I've been able to explain to people, the people that ask questions, that I can keep going and I can keep giving that positive impact to people. And I think the feedback that people give has been pretty much positive. I think there is always going to be negativity regardless of what I share and what I talk about. Mm-hmm. And I think I've always got to know that it's the people that follow me and the people that reach out to me and the people that I need to focus on the most.
Yeah, and that's the good side and the bad side of social media, right? Like, the good side is you'll always have people supporting you and saying thank you for what you do. But on the flip side, I get this too, just even from on All Things Good, I'll be sharing good stories and someone will always have something to say. And I'm sure you've experienced that too, probably. Like, you might post a video and someone says something hurtful to you, or, how have you, how do you deal with the negativity that comes with it?
I think, like I said, I think when I was younger, I would get a lot of negative comments, and I feel that I would just stare, I would just read the negative comments over and over again, and I would think that what they're saying is true, and it's something that's real, something that is quite hurtful. But I think that as I've got older, the comments have started to not have an impact on me. I think the negative comments used to make me think that, why am I posting this video, or why am I making someone else's change their positive impact, have a positive impact on people. And I think sometimes the comments do really get to me, because they're quite personal, and there's some comments that really have an impact. And I feel that not everyone understands that negative comments can have an impact on someone, and they can change, like, their mood and how they're feeling. And I feel that with social media, I feel that some people still don't understand that just because you're seeing a negative comment behind the screen means that it's still going to impact on someone, just because it's not said in real life. And I think I've not really had any negative sayings or negative comments like in real life. I feel that it's more on social media because people think because I'm behind the screen, I can say whatever I want.
Right.
And I think that's the bad thing about social media. And I really hope that social media does have more guidelines regardless of what the negative comments are. And I think that more and more people are trying to raise awareness and do things to help social media be a more positive place to go on to. And I think that there is more people out there that sometimes are afraid to speak out. And I feel that speaking out, if you are getting negative comments or if you are having a hard time, is to speak to someone. Like it may not be someone that you know, but it'll be someone that maybe you trust and someone that will help you to understand.
Yeah, and it can be hard to develop that thick skin. You mentioned, in the beginning, and I've experienced this too on a different level, but like it can be hard in the beginning where you're just people are attacking you and you feel like you're putting out positivity into the world, and then people are attacking you for it, and you're like, I'm just trying to spread awareness on, my condition, and people are attacking you for it. So, I'm sure that was hard in the beginning, but it's good that you've developed, that thick skin. And like you said, you can just recognize it's just someone behind the screen, and them making those comments says more about them than it does you. So, and going off that, did you ever expect to blow up on social media like you have? I mean, you have what, like 240,000 followers or something like that?
Yeah,
People are loving the positivity you're putting out there. I love it, man.
I feel that I feel sometimes it is a bit overwhelming. I think because I feel that I've learned that when you grow on social media, there is going to be more people who reach out to you, and there is going to be more hateful comments, more negativity. I think that I've learned that. I think negativity is just a part of life, I think, regardless of what you do. And I think as I've grown on social media, I have been able to connect with a wide range of people. I think because I do have interests in things like photography and dancing. And I think, again, those two things have really helped me to connect with more people. And I think also just doing podcasts like this, I think have really helped me to reach more people. But I think, again, like when you're growing on social media, again, it's something that's online, like it's not like in real life. I think, like, as well, if you post like a video on social media, it's something that you want to help to reach people and get your words out. And I think social media has been really good to me because it's really helped me to share my story and reach more people. But I think that social media again also has the negatives because I think I've used social media to raise awareness about NDP and I've used it to share my photography and how I see the world. And I think also having that social media account is something that will always stay with me because I think without my social media, I think that it'd be much harder to socialise with people because sometimes I find it hard to talk to people in real life rather than on social media. And I think even though you're not in front of all those people speaking to those millions of people, you're giving the message to them even though you can't see them.
Yeah, and like we said before, that's a beautiful part of social media is you can spread your word that you're spreading to reach a lot more people than maybe you could in person. And you mentioned you I noticed you got photography on your account. Can you tell us a little bit more about photography and the passion?
Yeah, so photography I've been really passionate about for over 10 years now. And I think photography first started at the start of school. And I think I used to take photos and just a phone camera, and I used to go around about my school and take photos in the yard. And there was this, my English teacher had a school magazine, and he really wanted me to share my photos in that magazine because I'd shown him some of the photographs that I'd taken in the school. And he was amazed, and he really wanted me to get my photos out to people so I could share my way that I see the world, and also to help me to get more people to reach out to me. So he put some of my photos in a magazine, and after that, the magazine goes out to people in the school. And it's a great way just to show people my photographs and to show people what I'm passionate about, because I feel photography is something that I've been able to express how I feel in that moment. And I feel photography is also something that creates memories and creates moments that I will remember. And I think photography as well has really helped me to show people how I see the world, because everyone views the world differently.
Definitely.
And through a camera lens, I'm able to show people how I see the world. And I think sometimes through a camera lens, I'm able to capture things that people don't see. And I think through a camera lens, when I'm taking a photo, everything else stops and I'm in that silent moment. So it's kind of like the world stopped when I've taken a photograph, because after that, I've taken a photograph and I've looked at it and think, wow, I managed to capture that image, and it's an image that will stay with me, and it's an image that I'll have a memory, something to keep and hold on to.
Yeah, I think that's great, you know, because it's super important to have a, you know, creative outlet, you know, so especially for you when, you know, you're sharing your story and stuff, you know, having a creative outlet like photography, you know, it probably helps, you know, take your mind off things. And so I think that is super important. And, you know, I'm trying to get into videography. I don't know if you know anything about videography, but I need help. I got this Black Magic camera. I don't know if you heard of those at all, but I have no clue how to use it. So those cameras can be tough. But yeah. Do you do any videography work or mostly just photography?
Yeah, well, I've done photos, like videos on my phone, but I've never used like a big video camera before. But in the past, like when I've done other podcasts and other news related things, the person that's videoing me have had like a big video camera on their back. It's like, how do you carry those things? Like,
yeah.
They're extremely heavy. Yeah.
Yeah, some people are incredible with that stuff. So just getting back a little bit to MDP syndrome. So what does it look like for you going forward, life? Like, is this something that will limit you? Is it life-threatening? What does it look like for you going forward?
I feel that I remembered what I said when I was younger, is to not think too far forward in the future. And I think to always not focus on your past or your future, but to focus now. And I feel that the present day is the most important thing that I should focus on. But I do feel that I think the future is going to be something that's changed, because I think things are changing all the time. And I really don't know what to expect in the future, but really what I really want to continue doing is continue sharing my story and continue spreading that positivity and kindness. Because I feel that now, I feel that there's still not enough kindness and positivity in the world. I feel that sometimes there is just too much negativity. And I feel that we need more people to raise that awareness and to spread that kindness, because it's what the world needs more of. And I feel that if more people do it, then the world would be a better place.
Definitely, definitely. And, you know, what's one thing maybe, you know, for people listening who, you know, aren't familiar with MDP, what's one thing that you want, you know, to share with them?
I think, like, if you don't understand what MDP syndrome is, I feel that sometimes it is quite hard to understand what a condition is. I think that's why people stare or some people laugh, because they don't understand what it is. And I think raising that awareness helps more people understand. And I think the message that I want to get across is that I do look a bit different, but I feel that different isn't a bad thing. It's just something that sometimes it's really hard for society to try and accept and understand that different is okay.
Yeah, just embracing your differences, right?
Yeah, so it's just, I think sometimes it's hard to love yourself. I feel that loving yourself is the most important thing in the world. And I think sometimes if you do find it hard to love yourself, because if you don't love yourself, then how can you love someone else?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And yeah, I think that's a super important message, you know, and you've learned that firsthand yourself of, you know, going through this, growing up, learning to love yourself. Through your journey, do you have a favorite story that sticks out to you, maybe interacting with people, maybe someone saying something to you? Do you have a favorite story through this journey?
I feel that there's been many positive experiences that people told me and experiences that I've been through. And I think I can remember the, have you ever watched Children in Need? I don't know if anyone's ever watched Children in Need. So that's like a charity who raises awareness and helps people around the world who are struggling. And so when I did Children in Need last year, I did lots of different challenges, and I was able to create challenges and help children who need help the most. And I think one of the challenges was to paint a mural on the wall. And it was a mural for little children to see. And it was something so that they could remember that. And also because I believe that there is so many charities out there that do amazing things and they don't get credited for it. And I feel that some small charities who do amazing work, and I think that helping those charities will help make that difference and help make that bigger impact.
Yeah, no, I think you're doing some amazing work, man. And, you know, keep it up. You're spreading some positivity out there. You're educating people. So I just want to say thank you, you know, for doing all that. You know, it's a big job for someone to take on, you know, spread your positivity, you know, deal with the negativity. So, you know, keep up the good work.
Thank you so much.
And yeah, so just for everyone listening, Dylan Lombard, you know, check him out on Instagram and social media. And, you know, MDP syndrome. Hopefully we did a good job of educating everybody today about that. So thanks for joining us today, Dylan.
Thank you.